Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice, and welcome to the Open Heart Project. It is a delight to sit together, and today we will practice together for 10 minutes. But before we do, I wanted to visit the topic of working with strong emotion on the cushion and off the cushion. Because as you know, or we'll find out if this is your first time to practice with the Open Heart Project, the instruction when thoughts arise and feelings are included in this description, feelings are considered thoughts here. The instruction is to notice them, let them go, and return attention to the breath. And most of the time, I think you'll find or have found that you're able to do this. Even though some feelings may be particularly insistent, still you're able to do this. However, it happens sometimes that we are unable to do this because the emotion that we encounter is so strong, be it rage or grief or frustration or upset of any kind, that it actually blots out everything. And rather than being able to let it go, we find ourselves continually pushing it away. If you find yourself in such a circumstance, here's what I suggest you do. Rather than redoubling your effort to push it away, which only sort of creates a lot more frustration and makes it even stronger, the suggestion here is to let go of your breath as the object of your meditation, because as you know, our instruction is to place the attention on the breath over and over, and when it strays, bring it back. But here, I suggest to you that you replace the breath with another object of attention, and that object is the feeling itself. So whether it's, as mentioned, rage or grief or whatever, rather than pushing it away to try to hang on to the breath for dear life, bring the emotion into your consciousness and place your attention on it rather than the breath. And what I mean here, and this is the very important part, so please listen very carefully, the instruction is to place attention on the feeling, not the story behind the feeling. So what this means is that, say you encounter rage, it happens, we're human beings, try to locate it, where does it live in your body? Does it make your shoulders hunch? Does it make your belly tighten? Does it feel burning hot? Or does it feel icy and chilly? Does it make your heart race? Or does it make you feel spaced out? That's what I mean by the feeling. And place your attention on that over and over. And when your attention strays, bring it back to attend to the feeling, not the story. And then when you're able, let go of that feeling and resume placing attention on the breath. So, you know, as mentioned, we're human beings and these kinds of feelings happen, and we may think that if we become good meditators, we will become permanently sort of implacable and dispassionate and so on. But actually our practice can open us up to feeling more than sort of distancing ourselves from feeling. And this is fine. It's actually very important because our meditation practice teaches us how to open to our feelings. Again, rather than the story of the feeling. So as mentioned, your attention should be on the felt sense, not on if only I hadn't said this, or this means that, or I'll never find love, or I am such an ass, or he is such an ass, or you know, this means such and such about me. Not that. Let that go. To come back to the feeling. And when we train ourselves to open to our feelings in this way, I think it's not exaggerating to say we are also teaching ourselves to open to our own authenticity, to become who we are, to open to the human experience rather than trying to transcend it, and in doing so, open to the brilliance and delight of our creativity, which it sometimes brings joy and sometimes is quite confounding, opens us to the truth of love and to the way our heart breaks over and over again when we find love, when we lose it, and when we rediscover it. And by breaking here, I don't mean necessarily that we feel miserable, but our heart breaks open further and further. And when we're able to open in this way, we're able to feel love and give love beyond our ideas of what it should be. we're able to tune in to what I call our mission. You have a mission here on Earth, and when we're open in this way, we are able to fulfill that mission. And most importantly, discover the truth of who we are and what our life is meant to be. Without this openness, such discoveries are impossible. So please know that as we practice today, whether or not strong emotions arise, as we practice this letting go of concept to return attention to the object of our awareness, whether we choose for that object to be our breath or feeling when it's unavoidable, we are also training on placing our attention on the truth of our own lives, on the truth of who we really are. At the same time, we're just sitting here breathing, so I don't mean to make it sound too, you know, lofty, but it is a very powerful, powerful skill. So I hope this is useful, or at least interesting. And without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So to begin our practice, please relax. Say to yourself silently or aloud, "Now is my time for meditation, and everything else can wait." Release any expectations of your practice, of yourself, and what the heck, of your life. And just be right here. Establish your posture. Which means if you're sitting on the floor, sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And if you're in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or mid-thigh. And let the hands and arms and shoulders relax. Notice the strength of your back body and the softness of your front body and how they are inseparable. So let your belly, chest, and throat relax while your back remains strong. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long and the mouth is delightfully closed, but the teeth can be slightly parted if that helps the jaw to relax. And I say delightfully because it is delightful to not have to say a word. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And let the breath be natural. There's no technique to breathing. Just let yourself breathe. The eyes remain open, and the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. And there's no need to grip that spot with your eyes. Just allow it to be a basic anchor point for your vision, which streams forth from your eyes like the rays of the sun, and like the rays of the sun, mixes with space without preference. And the crown of the head reaches up, while the sit bones root down. And in this way, by reaching down towards the earth and aspiring up towards the heavens, we join heaven and earth in our own bodies. We are the link. Place your attention on your breath, on the felt sense of breath coming in to the body through the nose and flowing out on the exhale. So attention rides in on the in-breath and dissolves out on the out-breath. Allowing attention to ride the breath is not an accomplishment to seek. It is a way of resting your mind. And when we rest, we're not seeking to accomplish anything. We're just allowing. So allow your attention to ride in and flow out. This is very restful for the mind, which works so hard. If attention strays, not a problem, because there's no effort to stop thinking. Or to think only cheerful, perky things. This is a chance for you to allow your mind to be exactly as it is without trying to improve it or criticize it or make it do anything different. Most of your thoughts will flicker and go out without distracting you from your breath. But at some point you may find that you have been absorbed by thought and lost track of breath. Not a problem. All you have to do as you notice this is let that thought go, regardless of its content. If it helps, you can say to yourself silently, thinking, as a way of marking the moment that you recognize what you are doing, thinking. Let go. With gentleness. You're not throwing your thought away or chopping your thought up. You're just releasing it as you would open your palm to allow a feather to sort of rise up in the wind. That quality of release. And also gently, return your attention to your breath and start again. Coming in and flowing out. It doesn't matter how often you have to do this. All that matters is that at some point you see where you are, let go, and come back. Thank you so much for your practice.